This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our study of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tafsir al-Quran, we are in Surah Al-Baqarah, and today inshallah we'll be talking about ayah number 154. So, as always, I'll begin by reciting the verse and then sharing a brief translation of the verse, and then we'll go into a deeper discussion on the meaning of the ayah and what we can take from it, what we learn from it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَن يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of the verse, that do not say to those who were killed in the way of Allah that they are dead. Rather, they are living, but you do not comprehend their state of life. As we had talked about a couple of sessions ago, the sabab al-nuzul of this particular ayah, sabab al-nuzul refers to the circumstance of revelation. What was the circumstance? What was going on at that time when the verse was revealed? The sabab al-nuzul of this particular ayah is that in the second year of Hijrah, the second year of the Prophet ﷺ's residence in the city of Medina, the Battle of Badr occurred. And it occurred in the month of Ramadan. It occurred on the 17th of the month of Ramadan, which was yesterday. And at that particular time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent thousands of angels into the battlefield for the aid and the rescue of the Muslims, of the believers. However, just as is the case with war, that there were casualties. And even on the Muslim side, there were 14 casualties. 14 companions were martyred, they died in the Battle of Badr. And when you visit the place of Badr till today, there is a graveyard there. And in that graveyard, there is an area that is blocked off where the shuhada, the martyrs of Uhud, are buried. And there are 14 of them. And right across from the graveyard, there's this huge monument where the names of all 14 of those companions are inscribed, commemorating them and their sacrifice for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very first person that was martyred in the Battle of Badr was actually the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. And that was something very, he was somebody very dear to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously he was family, but especially in light of the fact that so many of the family members opposed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mission and his message, one of his family members believing in him and following him and making the hijrah from Mecca to Medina and coming into the battlefield and supporting and defending Islam, that was something very meaningful to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the narration tells us that when he was struck with that fatal blow, he didn't die immediately, but he would die from that blow, from that injury, that wound. He was brought to the Prophet ﷺ as he was bleeding out. And the Prophet ﷺ took his head in his lap, and the Prophet ﷺ comforted him. And the Sahaba talk about the fact that they saw tears falling from the eyes of the Prophet ﷺ onto his body. And the Prophet ﷺ held him as he breathed his last. And similarly, 13 other Sahaba were lost on that day. And even though a very decisive victory was gifted to the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims, it doesn't take away from the sting and the pain of the loss. Loss is still loss. It's still a tragedy, even amidst the victory. And to console and to comfort the Prophet ﷺ for his loss, and every believer was a loss to the Prophet ﷺ, and to comfort and console the believers who had lost friends and companions and community members and loved ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that do not consider them to be dead, that they're just completely lost. They've just vanished into the abyss. But that is not what we believe. That is not what happens with them. But rather, they are living. Understand that their souls are eternal. And while we do not comprehend exactly how they're living and what that looks like and what that must be like, it doesn't take away from the fact that it's true and that it's a source of great comfort. There's a very similar verse that was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ the following year, 13 months later. And this verse is in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 169. And what happened 13 months after the Battle of Badr was the Battle of Uhud. And the Battle of Uhud was a very different situation and circumstance. In that particular battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the believers differently. Where what occurred and transpired was, and that's a lengthier discussion for a different day, but the end result or the aftermath was that more than 70 believers were martyred. The hadith mentions that there wasn't a single home in Medina that was not mourning and grieving the loss of a loved one. Every single house in Medina was in pain, was suffering through tragedy. And everyone was grieving. The Prophet ﷺ was grieving. The uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, who wasn't just an uncle, but he was also the foster brother of the Prophet ﷺ. They were nursed by the same woman. And he was only 2 years older than the Prophet ﷺ. So their relationship and their dynamic was that of big brother and little brother. He was the closest thing the Prophet ﷺ had to like a sibling. They grew up together. He was the big brother of the Prophet ﷺ. He always had his arm around his shoulder. He was always looking out for him. He was always taking care of him. And the Prophet ﷺ lost him, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet ﷺ mourned his loss. It was very painful on the Prophet ﷺ. The narration describes the Sahaba radiallahu anhum say that when the Prophet ﷺ saw the body of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he had been killed, and then his clothes had been ripped off of his body, and then his body had been horribly, horrifically mutilated, that when the Prophet ﷺ saw his body, the Sahaba say, the Prophet ﷺ, this groaning, moaning sound came out of his chest. And by looking at the body, the Prophet ﷺ physically recoiled, and it's as if it caused him physical pain. Like imagine this groaning sound out of someone's chest, like deep, guttural. That's the sound that came out of the Prophet ﷺ when he saw one of the most beloved people in the world to him, not only dead, but mutilated horrifically. The cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdullah bin Jahash, was similarly murdered, killed, martyred, and mutilated. Some of the closest, nearest, dearest of his companions, like Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were killed. And not only that, but the body of Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they counted afterwards, it had more than 80 wounds on his body. And the Prophet ﷺ and the rest of the community mourned this. There's a very powerful narration that talks about one of the Sahabiyat, Hamna bint Jahash, who was the sister-in-law, eventual sister-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ. Zainab bint Jahash, Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, it was her sister, that the narration says that first she was informed that her uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu, he was her paternal uncle, her am, but he had raised her. So he was like her father, a father figure. She was informed that he was dead. She said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Asbir wa ahtasib. I will be patient and Allah will reward me." Then she was informed that her brother Abdullah bin Jahash was shaheed. And again, she said, "I will be patient and Allah will reward me." And then finally, she was told that her husband, Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was shaheed. And again, she was patient, but it was so much to bear that she crumbled and fell to the ground where she stood. There was so much loss. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're going to talk about general loss in the next ayah, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this specific kind of loss that is the result of a sacrifice that is made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sacrifice that is made for the deen of Allah. To be firm on what someone believes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Do not assume that those who were killed in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah, that they are just simply dead, lost, gone, vanished. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. But rather they are living and they are with their Lord and they are taken care of by their Lord. And the Prophet ﷺ enlightens us in regards to this. In a hadith of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ أَرْوَاحَ الشُّهَدَاءِ فِي حَوَاصِلِ طَيْرٍ خُضَرٍ تَسْرَحُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ. That these martyrs, these people who made the ultimate sacrifice, so that you and I could call ourselves Muslims today, they stood firm, they stood tall, they were strong, so that Islam would continue and that Muslims would continue to flourish and thrive, that their souls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places them into the bodies of these green birds in paradise, that they fly around in paradise wherever they want, ثُمَّ تَأْوِي إِلَىٰ قَنَادِيلَ مُعَلَّقَ تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. And then, you know how birds are flying around, and then you see that they go and they retreat to a tree, and you see them all sitting in a tree and resting. These souls of the martyrs, they are going around in paradise, and then where do they finally go and where do they finally rest? They go to these vines that are hanging under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they go and they take rest over there. Upon these vines under the throne of Allah. فَاطَّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ اِطِّلَاعَةً. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns His attention to the souls of the martyrs. فَقَالَ مَاذَا تَبْغُونَ. What would you like? فَقَالُوا يَا رَبَّنَا. They say, "Our Lord, our Master, the one who created us, the one who gave us everything, the one who provided us with everything. أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِ أَحَدًا مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ. You have shown us favor that you never showed any of your servants before. You have blessed us with this beautiful existence. ثُمَّ عَادَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِمِثْلِ هَذَا. Then Allah will again say, "What would you like?" فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُتْرَكُونَ مِنْ أَنْ يُسْأَلُوا And then Allah will ask them again. And they will say, "Oh Allah, you've given us everything." And Allah will ask them again and they will say, "Ya Rabb, you've given us everything." And then finally, when it gets to the point where they will understand that Allah is demanding an answer from them, they're being respectful, but Allah wants them to say their answer. That Allah will keep inquiring of them and asking them until they answer. So then they'll say, "Subhanallah, نُرِيدُ أَن تَرُدَّنَا إِلَى الدَّارِ الدُّنْيَا فَنُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِكَ حَتَّى نُقْتَلْ فِيكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى." Oh Allah, if you are asking, we humbly say that if we may ask for anything, then what we ask you for is, oh Allah, return us back to the life of the world so that we may strive once again in your way and be offered the opportunity to make the ultimate sacrifice once again. And we may give our life for you once again. لِمَا يَرَوْنَ مِنْ ثَوَابِ الشَّهَادَةِ. Because of the magnitude of the reward of those who gave their lives for Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَقُولُ رَبُّ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty will say then, إِنِّي كَتَبْتُ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. I have decreed that no one goes back to the life of the world. And in another narration, it's narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, نِسْمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ طَائِرٌ تَعَلَّقُ فِي شَجَرَةِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى يُرْجِعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ جَسَدِهِ يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُ. That the souls of these believers will continue to enjoy paradise in the bodies of these beautiful birds, hanging from the trees of paradise, sitting perched on the trees of paradise, until Allah will return them back to their bodies on the day of resurrection. And then finally, they will be granted admission into paradise without any reckoning before all the rest of humanity. So humanity can witness the honor and the prestige that is bestowed upon them. And this is the verse that was revealed to comfort and to console the Prophet ﷺ and the believers on the loss of their friends and their loved ones in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll conclude with this ayah, but as a closing reflection, this profound great reward of the martyrs of the shuhada and the function and the purpose that they serve of inspiring all the rest of us and making a sacrifice so that others can come later to know the deen of Allah. Keep this in mind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when tragedies befall this ummah, we ask the question, why? When we see the genocide and the massacre in Gaza, sometimes our mind goes to the place, why? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَى. That we might not ever be able to fully grasp it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to provide the opportunity for His chosen servants to make the ultimate sacrifice for His sake, so that this deen and this religion can continue, so that they can receive the ultimate reward in the hereafter. And so that all the rest of us can be inspired by their sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all those whose lives have been taken, who have been killed as martyrs, as shuhada. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the eternal reward of martyrdom of shahada. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the means of Islam and Muslims continuing to flourish. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to draw inspiration from them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite them with their loved ones in paradise. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us their companionship in paradise as well. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah, we're going to have the adhan and then start Salatul Isha. I apologize for going over time. Barakallah.